A retired federal judge appointed by the NFL has suspended Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson 6 games without pay for violating the league's personal conduct policy. More than 24 women accused Watson of sexual assault and harassment during massage appointments. He has not been charged with a crime. He settled most of the lawsuits, and the NFL can still appeal the 6-game suspension. Sports journalist Kevin Blackstone is a panelist for ESPN and a Washington Post columnist. Kevin, did this suspension surprise you?
The suspension did not surprise me, given what people had said as this hearing was going along, as this review was going along. Most people had thought it would be about 6 games or maybe no games at all. And the reason for that is precedent, which is what this former judge, Sue Robinson, who was handling this situation for the NFL, said in her decision the other day. And the problem with that is that the precedent in the NFL for dealing with this sort of situation, for disciplining players who have been accused or found guilty of sexual assault, has been so low that 6 games just doesn't seem like it meets what should have been meted out in this situation.
It was termed nonviolent sexual contact. But Kevin, let me ask you this, because I'm thinking about Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, 6 games for trace amounts of a performance-enhancing drug. Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley, a full year for betting on NFL games. Right. So why the discrepancy?
You know, it doesn't seem right when you look at it on the face of it, but this also comes down to the way that the collective bargaining agreement, the contract between the players' union and the league has been written over the years. Things like gambling and drug use are cut and dry. There are really no gray areas with that. They're basically steps on a ladder in terms of the punishment. But when it comes to sexual assault, that's just not the case. And so this former judge, Robinson, basically put the onus of her decision on the lack of punishment that the NFL has used in the past. One can think of Ray Rice as the most egregious example when it comes to sexual assault. And if you read her language, she really sounded as if she was hamstrung by the history of the NFL on this situation, which is not at all very good.
Kevin, just about 30 seconds here. What do you say if you know a kid who loves Deshaun Watson, has a Deshaun Watson jersey, and wants to wear that thing? I mean, how would you talk to that kid about all of this?
Be the player, not the person. You don't know the person. Up until now, Deshaun Watson was a model citizen in this league, and now we know differently.
That's sports journalist Kevin Blackstone. Kevin, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.